A clean bandit and extraordinary on the Phoenix FM breakfast show. 24 minutes past 8 is Brian in for Joe Box this week. And the pinch and the punch, it's the first of the month. Joined in the studio right now by my guest, Dean Sewitt from the Wing Chun School in Hackney. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning.
Dean is in to talk about some brand new classes which are launching on the 15th of this month. So if Wing Chun is something you've always wanted to get into, then this is an opportunity for you. So again, good morning, Dean.
Good morning, Brian.
How long have you been a Wing Chun trainer?
I started about 10 years ago now, with a previous teacher and a very large organisation in the South Essex area. But after a few years, after realising to develop my knowledge and training further, I'd probably have to change paths. So I did that a number of years ago and was lucky enough to be accepted into the Wing Chun School.
What do you mean by change paths?
There was lots of gaps in my knowledge and my training, and fortunately for myself, I happened to know somebody from work that was connected with Wing Chun School for 25 years, and he basically put in a good word for me. I had to sort of jump through a few hoops and finish a probation period before I was eventually accepted as a student of Sifu Gary McKenzie.
So it's many, many years of training then. It's not just something that happens over a couple of years. You've really got to put some dedication into it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like anything. You know, if you just dedicate the 1 hour a week, you turn up at a class, it's not going to happen. You have to do lots of your own stuff in your own time.
So what percentage of your life is Wing Chun?
Quite a large percentage at the moment, because as well as training at the school, I'm assistant instructor at the school in the children's classes. I teach privately on a one-to-one basis adults at home, and also I do a lot of my own training, at least a couple of hours a day throughout the 7 day week. I'm training or doing something to do with Wing Chun.
So I think we need to take a bit of a rewind and actually find out what the art of Wing Chun is.
Okay. It's a martial art that originated from the Shaolin temples of southern China. It was developed by a woman, a Buddhist nun, who wanted to devise a system in order to overcome larger, stronger opponents, so using good technique as opposed to brute strength. We don't pitch strength versus strength. There's no weight categories or anything like that, so it's just based on technique.
So is that what makes it different from other martial arts?
Yeah, I mean, there's two key principles to the Wing Chun system. We use the conservation of energy and economy of motion principles. We don't expend energy when we don't need to, and we don't take long routes to get to our target.
Okay.
So it's very direct and very effective.
So you have got some brand new classes which you're running.
Yep.
Starting on the 15th. At the moment, just for kids only, what's it like to teach kids this kind of art?
It's very good fun, because you can see them develop, and then, you know, you can look at them and think in sort of a few years' time they're going to be very, very good.
Okay, so what ages are we looking at?
My classes, there's going to be two age groups. There's going to be a 5 to 7 year olds,
okay,
and that's going to be a 45 minute class, and then there'll be a class for an hour for children 8 plus.
Would you prefer to get the children younger, say from 5, and teach them from 5 rather than later on in life, to give them more of a, as you say, you had to change paths and dedicate a lot more of your life to this art? Is it good to install it early in them so that they get a passion for it early and then continue, and by the time that they do reach adult life, they're fully involved?
Absolutely. I mean, the younger you can get them involved, the better. I mean, 5 is about the youngest we'll take them, because then they're more receptive, their attention span is good.
Yeah.
Obviously, starting anything young is going to stand you in good stead for the future. Also, you know, it's not just about kicking and punching. We're trying to instill good character in children as well, rather than letting them grow up sort of, you know, a bit off the rails. And that this, we find this sort of thing with the discipline aspect very beneficial, because it can help them with their mental discipline with other things as well.
Yeah. Have you seen an increase of people wanting to take up a form of martial arts in the recent years?
Yeah, well, Wing Chun in particular has become more popular. I mean, back in my day when I was, I'm 40 years now, so I'm going back.
You don't look
years.
40, Dean.
Well, no, thank you very much.
That's
I'm still
that
coming to terms
40,
with it.
Isn't it?
But, you know, when I was a kid, it was boxing, karate, or judo. That's pretty much all that was available. And now there's, you know, lots of other things coming through. You've got the Wing Chun, you've got Krav Maga. There's all sorts of different arts coming through, and all trying to find their place on the market.
Yeah.
But I'm drawn to Wing Chun because, you know, I'm not a particularly big person. I'm only 5'7". I'm not, you know, I wouldn't say I'm very sort of, you know, I'm
got big guns. Like
exactly.
I see them.
But so for me, it's perfect because it's you know, everyone can take it up, but it is very, very suitable for the smaller person.
Okay. So you've got an open day this Saturday.
Yep.
Where is this open day going to be held?
Okay, this is in Wickford at the Wickford CLC, which is in Grange Avenue in Wickford.
Okay.
It's in the grounds of the Bromford School. We're going to be there from 2 till 4. However, the open day will be from 2:30 to 3:30, where I'm just going to be talking a bit about Wing Chun, what's involved, what I'll be intending to achieve by teaching the children.
Okay.
And we've got some of the guys coming from the Hackney School to come and do a bit of a demonstration so we can just let people know what we're
doing. So parents and children welcome?
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone.
Is there a cost to the open day?
No, absolutely free.
And where can people find out more about your school and your forthcoming classes?
I've got many leaflets about at the moment. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on the wingchungschool.co.uk website.
Yep.
Yeah, you look under branches and seafoods and you'll see my name and the Wickford branch. Anything that people need to know about the Wing Chun system between now and then, I would recommend they go on that site because there's much information on there.
Perfect. All right, Dean, thanks for coming in this morning. That's open day this Saturday. New classes starting the 15th. At the moment, for kids only. That's at the Wing Chun School in Hackney. The website is wingchungschool.co.uk, and all that information you will be able to find on the Phoenix FM website.
Phoenix FM Events Guide.
All right, let's just have a look at what's happening.